What happens when a team has hit its most difficult time? What happens when the loss column overshadows the win column? It's a question that has to get answered by many teams each year. And this year, the Chiefs are staring that question directly in the face. I like to take the optimistic approach and look at what other teams have survived, for lack of a better term, in recent history. In 2011, there were three teams that stood out to me as the poster teams for hope and inspiration from one year to the next. That list starts with the Washington Redskins and their 5-11 season, which had many experts around the league picking them to cellar dwell against the mighty Eagles, star-studded Cowboys, and of course, the world champion New York Giants. Hard work, youthful exuberance, and a quarterback later, the Redskins are atop the NFC East and looking like they can be fairly dangerous if they get a few bounces and breaks along the way. I know what you're thinking, RG3. And yes, you're correct. But one player doesn't make a team, although it sure helps. But here's a different case. How about the 2011 Vikings? They racked up a whopping 3 wins in 2011 and were the doormat of almost every team they faced. To make it even tougher, they also play in a division known for stud quarterbacks. But Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, and Jay Cutler, and all of the cynics have to give credit where credit is due. Christian Ponder and a reconstructed Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, enjoys the company of Jamaal Charles among league leaders in the rushing department in the NFL, have injected belief in the black and blue NFC North division. The Vikes are picked by many to finish dead last in the entire NFL. But ignorance is bliss, as they say, and Minnesota refused to listen to the doubters and instead came out and threatened as a wildcard team in the NFC and may find a way to sneak into the playoffs with some help. Of course, my last team that must be applauded for complete and total resurrection from one season to the next is the team that rolls into Arrowhead this week, the Indianapolis Colts. Sure, they caught lightning in a bottle when they lost one of the greatest gunslingers in the history of the league, only to land what seems to be the answer for the next decade, and then some. But don't forget, they took an absolute beating in 2011, and many feared they wouldn't even ink a single victory, which, by the way, came in week 15. Their incredible stroke of luck happened to go by just such a name. Andrew Luck has been key to the Colts' success, but let's not forget that the Colts possessed a base of veterans to help guide their young and hungry additions. Names like Freeney, Wayne, and Mathis have been the bedrock for a team that faced a rebuilding year and the incredible battle for their head coach's health. The Colts stand as legitimate contenders to make waves in the postseason, and only time will tell. It's stories like these that I reflect on when I think of what might be, what could be. There are a few games remaining, and the Chiefs look to end on as positive a note as they can. But when the books are closed on 2012 and the season is history, the Chiefs are in prime position, like so many other teams, to make history themselves.